and begin to pray in a language you've never been instructed. If you don't move your tongue and speak, no one else will do it.
We are blessed.
What nonsense.
We are blessed to have this many here.
I've spent a lot of time in India with my father, and, you know, I don't know all about their religion, but I know they love God. And I don't know. I'd have to, you know, I've seen their sincerity, so I don't know.
I'm in covenant with God Almighty. I am God Almighty.
If I want to believe God for a $65 million plane, you cannot stop me. You cannot stop me from dreaming.
But I'm going to say to you right now, you are God's, little g. You are God's because you came from God. And you are God. You're not just human. The only human part about you is this physical body that you live in. The real me is just like God.
Do you know that Jesus so restricted his function on earth that he actually couldn't heal anyone? He couldn't multiply food. He couldn't cast out devils. He couldn't do any of that stuff because he had restricted himself to the life of a human being that would have to be dependent on the Father through the Holy Spirit.
All right. Let's just stop here for a moment. Everything that you've seen so far goes directly against Scripture. And most of these false preachers who believe in this, their theology comes from the Word of Faith movement, also called Prosperity Gospel, Name It and Claim It Gospel. Many of them live in mansions, own private jets, and some even claim that they can control the weather. I'm not kidding.
You know, you're supposed to control the weather. We don't fly bad weather, but we could see the weather over here. And I looked out the window, and that tornado came down just like this, down toward the ground. And Ken said, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You get back up there." And that tornado went, "Woo, woo, 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 woo."
You know, I just love Justin Peters' comment on this, and I want to show you.
If it is true that Gloria Copeland can control the weather by the words that she speaks, and by the way, it's not just Gloria Copeland. Many of the faith preachers claim to be able to do this. Jesse Duplantis, I mean, many of them.
Yeah, sure they can.
Every year, thousands of people are killed in weather disasters, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods that cause mudslides, wildfires. Where are they? They can't do what they say they can do. They're liars. These people are not Christian.
They're evil.
Now, I know there are some of you who might follow these people. And before you get angry and upset, the Bible says that we have to judge righteously, right? And we have to compare everything to Scripture. Test these spirits, right? And so before you just click out of the video, wait. Ask yourself, is this true? I'm going to show you that not only do these people do strange, unbiblical things like slaying the spirit, drunk in the spirit, but they also teach things which is not Christian at all. Unbiblical doctrines that they found somewhere else. Check this out.
I now come into a priestly anointing.
Jesus is not the only begotten Son of God. He is not. I'm a son of
He's
God.
He's the first fruit.
He's the first fruit. He's the firstborn of many.
Anointing.
Jesus is not the only begotten Son of God.
Wow.
This is not biblical teaching. This is Paula White. I'll show you something interesting about her in a moment. But first, remember, John 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." You need to understand this. Jesus is the only Son of God, right? He is the only one who could have died for our sins. He's the only one that is 100% God, 100% man. And his role as God is the Son of God, to come and die for our sins, right? The world was also created for him and through him. If we look at John 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God. You know that. Now, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we also are called sons and daughters of God, right? We are part of the family, but we are not equal in any way to Jesus. We are not gods. We are humans. So we are not equal to Jesus in the way that these people are teaching. Now, I said her name was Paula White, and this is important for you in America to understand who this is. It will become clear. She's also connected to Kenneth Copeland.
Also with us is a fantastic woman, a woman of faith, and a woman who's done incredibly well in terms of helping people. Pastor Paula White. Pastor Paula White. Where is Pastor? Where is Pastor Paula? Pastor Paula, thank you very much. What a job she's done. And I'm going to ask a man who's a great man, actually, one of the great men of our country, Kenneth Copeland, to come up and say a prayer. Do you mind? Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, no.
Please, Ken.
Oh, no.
I copied his suit.
That is shameful.
Now, I don't think that Trump and the people there knows this, but these people are false teachers. I also shared this in a previous video. I'm going to show you now in a moment. Because those of you who are doubting what I'm saying, look at the evidence. What's this from my previous video? They believe God created human beings in his literal physical image as little gods. Before the fall, humans had the potential to call things into existence by using the faith force. After the fall, humans took on Satan's nature and lost the ability to call things into existence. In order to correct this situation, Jesus Christ gave up his divinity and became a man, died spiritually, took Satan's nature upon himself, went to hell, was born again, and rose from the dead with God's nature. After this, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to replicate the incarnation in believers so that they could become little gods as God had originally intended. You can read this at godquestions.org. This is not the gospel. It's just another gospel. Not that there is another gospel, because the only gospel, the only truth is God's word. But it's fake. Fake, false teachings used by the devil to mislead people. And it goes back all the way the start of the devil's interaction with humans, where he lied and said, you can be as God. Now, these word of faith teachers, they take biblical truths from scripture and they twist it as well. And then they mix it with lies and then they call it Christian. But you know, Galatians 5 verse 9 says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And Titus 2 verse 1 says, but as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. And then Jesus himself warns us in Matthew 7 verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Now, let me show you a little bit more of Kenneth Copeland.
You have a fleet, like you said, jets, twisting the words. You're a minister. How many private jets
for an evil
have?
Purpose, twisting the words.
Who was the biggest loser? Satan? No. God.
I'm going to stop
God
you right.
Let me
stop this right
loser?
Here.
How dare he?
Wow.
Even if he meant it by saying that is because Jesus died on the cross.
And people fall for this.
That's the reason
they fall
why
for this,
victorious.
Because they're the sheep.
Victory
they don't think
over
for themselves.
Sin, victory over death, victory over the devil. And we all are victorious through Christ.
Man. Hey, guys. Dr. Demery. You are the most studied, most learned person on this panel right now. What are these charlatans doing to the church?
Dr. The Demery, money. To what follow Michael the money.
And what you were saying, William, they take advantage of vulnerable people. People that don't know any better, that have, you know, certain personality flaws. Man. They're a little weak. and many of them are uneducated. They don't have any basic relative reasoning skills to be able to reason out that, hey, something's wrong here. This can't be right. And it's a shame that, you know, Jesus said in all the synoptic gospels that if you harm one of these little ones, it would be as if someone put a millstone around your head and threw you into the ocean. So, I mean, you know, the thing which is frightening to me, that these guys are going to burn in hell. They are going to burn because they know what they're doing. They know that they're taking advantage of people. And basically what they're doing is, they don't care, Mike, you're right. And the thing is that it's all about money for them. They live in mansions, you know, 22, 23, 24 bedroom homes and live on acres and acres and acres of land. You know, look at what's his name, Creflo Dollar. He had a $60 million jet and he wanted a $65 million jet. So he says, as you heard him say there, if I want a $65 million jet, you can't knock me for wanting a $65 million jet. Well, if it's coming for my money that I'm tied to the church, you better I can't ask, what the heck are you doing with it? You know? And the books at my church are open. You can come and look at the books. You can come and look at our tithe. You can't see the names of the people who are giving the tithes because that's private. But you can come and look at our books. We are an open book. We don't have anything to hide at our church.
Hey, hold on. So let me ask you and William both a question. How big is your home?
Shucks.
Dr. Demery, how big's your home?
Probably, let's see, I'm like a 2-3-bedroom house. We happen to live on an acre and a half of land. That's only nice. Because we inherited from my wife's grandparents.
Good. So William, how big's your home?
I'm living in a townhouse, and the most land I have is in front of my front yard.
I live on a dirt ranch with my horses and my dog Guinness. Yeah. And I'm very happy. You know, my home's like, it's like 3-bedroom, 2-bath. That's it.
Man.
Because I don't need more than that. I really don't.
Okay. Dr. Dimmer, I have to fact check you a little bit. Creflo's Dollar's first jet was only $45 million.
You're right.
Makes all the difference in the world.
But the second one, you're correct, Dr. Demery, he needed a $65 million jet. You're right on that. Folks, you go into a church. This man is, let's go with the $45 million jet. Let's leave it right there. Perhaps you haven't given him the $65 million jet yet. And if you give it to him, you're a damn fool. You're a damn fool.
You're one of the sheeple.
Mike, they were sheep when they gave him the $45 million jet. Okay? And now think about this for a second. And these charlatans, hey, Dr. Demery, that thing is, they need this transportation so they can spread the gospel.
I was at this church once, and this is a true story. I was at this church once to show you how people get indoctrinated, like Mike was saying. They bought their pastor a Rolls Royce.
Oh, and Lord.
You know what their reasoning was? They said, our pastor needs this.
Why?
Which is much the people's problem as it is the preacher's problem. They've been so indoctrinated into this nonsense that they have is that they believe that. They believe that nonsense.
They're putting their pastors on a pedestal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Why?
That's not where they belong. They should be subservient.
They're making demagogues. They're making demigods.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You're right.
Subservient to their congregation, I'm sure Dr. Demery is.
Hey, Mike. I mean,
look at Dr. Demery. Look at you, William. Look at me. We don't have all this expensive jewelry. We don't have, like, gold chains around our neck. I have a watch sometimes on my wrist, sometimes. But we're not pretending to be something. There, exactly. Thank you, sir. We're not pretending to be something that we're not. I'm just a simple man, and I try to help people whenever I can. And I'm sure both of you do the same thing in your daily lives. So,
yeah,
I'm glad to be on this panel.
You know what? I do wear a watch. I do wear a simple chain.
That's okay.
Okay, a simple chain, and it's less than $300. But that's not the point. The point is, I am not a preacher. I'm not hustling my congregation. I'm not taking the people who have less means than I do and exploiting them. Okay? Yes. Now, these cats, they're telling you, I need a jet so I can spread the gospel. Okay, but you know what? You are to spread your garbage around the world. Like, we need more of what you are doing out there. It makes absolutely no sense to me at all. And if you look into the background of some of these preachers, because this whole video that I just played for you is more than an hour long. And when you get into the deeper part of this video, you'd be shocked. How could, Dr. Demery, help me out, brother. How could people fall for this crap?
Well, it's very similar, and my comment on this is very similar to this. When I was a cop, you know, Mike spent many more years than I did. I would ask myself, I'd scratch my head, I'd say, how in the heck can these people do this? How in the heck can they know that they're breaking the law and do such heinous things? It's the same way that these guys are doing it. They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about nobody else. All they care about is those checks keep coming in, whether they're from a little old lady that's living on a fixed income or whoever, you know. And it's really a shame.
It is.
And they give preachers a bad name, William.
Hey, Dr. Dibb, before you go, and we go over to Mike, something, you know, I've been looking at a lot of these videos. That's why I send them to you guys. And I've come to a conclusion, Dr. Demery. They do not believe in God whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They can't.
Because if they did, they wouldn't be doing what they were doing.
That's my.
They're scammers.
So,
they're charlatans. They're scammers. They're
they don't believe. They can't believe that God exists, because I'm telling you, growing up, care. I had a fear that if I did something real stupid, God would punish me. I wasn't a preacher. I wasn't a deacon. I wasn't anyone who professed to know.
But you had the fear of God in you.
I had the fear of God in me.
Yep.
And I wouldn't dare. Now, I did some stuff, but it wasn't in the name of God. You better believe that. That was in the name of William. Whatever William did, William did. Whatever screw up I did, I did. But Dr. Demery, even to this day, I would never get in the pulpit and just spew such garbage. So I'm going back to what I'm saying. I believe these guys are agents of the devil.
Yeah. They're evil.
I agree with you.
I break things down to good and evil. William, I've talked about this many times on your shows and stuff.
Man.
I break things down to good and evil. I don't care about your race. I don't care about your religion. I don't care about none of that stuff. But I break things down to good and evil.
That's right.
Which category are you in? And
that's
why?
Right. What team you on, right, Mike? What team are you on?
Good or evil. Choose one.
Yeah.
And live it.
And we got a jersey for you. We got a jersey for you, Dr. Demery.
No, but I mean
no,
seriously,
man.
In society, as a human being, whether you fall into the sheep or the wolf or the sheepdog category, choose a category. Fall off the damn fence in one area or another. Are you good or are you evil?
That's
right.
Are
you helping people and yourself, or are you harming a society, or are you harming yourself?
Man.
Jesus Christ. Pick a category and fall off.
Look, I tell you what. I'm not going to go with the latter.
I'm sorry. I get a little passionate about stuff like this. This is your choice. You have a choice. With your life and your society, you have a choice. You can be part of the good or you can be part of the evil. Choose one. And if you're evil, get the hell out of the way.
That's right. We don't have time for you. We really don't. Nope. We don't play this game. And just like Dr. Jane Elliott, when you guys get into this thing about African culture, African American, Asian American, whatever. Man, throw this.
No, you're a human being.
You're a human being. There's only one race, and that's a human race.
Thank you.
That's a human race. Dr. Demery. Hey, bro. I want you to take, there were three of us today. Sometimes we have up to six on the panel. As much as I've enjoyed all of our broadcasts, this one I've enjoyed immensely. With you, my brother, Mike, my brother, and yours truly, I think that we have touched on some things that need to be exploited. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to tell you why. Mental illness is something that I'm passionate about. Addressing mental illness, rather. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Demery and Mike, I mean this, brother, to my gut. I believe that religion and politics, I'm not talking about the good religious people or the good politicians, if there are any left.
Okay. You know my feeling on that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it, Mike. I'd say
kill them all and let God sort them out. Sorry.
My point is, I believe that these nefarious, so-called, Dr. Demery, so-called religious leaders, and these nefarious politicians, they have contributed and are still contributing to the mental decline in this society. They are contributing to mental illness in the society. If you really think about it, there was a thing, I posted something that I didn't even get a chance to play for you guys earlier. And I'm going to do this real, if I have it still, where is it? It disappeared.
Hey, why are you looking for that, William? I'll tell you something. When I was in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, we used to, every day, we would start class by doing the Pledge of Allegiance to this great nation called the United States. And we'd follow it up by singing God Bless America. Mm. That's the two things that we did when I was young. In school, in the early 60s, we would do the Pledge of Allegiance and sing God Bless America. And the Bible was not a forbidden fruit in our schools.
Mm.
And who's the gal that stopped the Bible from being?
When they stopped prayer out of schools?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what? And as a matter of fact, Mike, I couldn't agree with you more because Dr. Demery, remember after that, there was a decline in morality in my opinion.
Yes. What's
your take?
When you took God out of the schools, you took the respect for the United States, you took all of this stuff out of the schools, then we had that decline that William's talking about right now. And that was one of the biggest mistakes. I'm trying to remember her name. Mary something. She's the one that began the fight against anything biblical in the schools.
I know
and
the
that
story,
was a
Mike.
Huge mistake.
I know the story. Dr. Demery, I'm going to leave you with this. What is religious trauma?
It's basically, you know, when someone has a traumatic thing that has happened in the church. Now, listen, I'm not anti-Catholic. I'm just using this as an example of many because it happens on the Protestant side as well. A person who was molested by a Catholic priest, that is religious trauma. That's an example far
too long.
And people tie in a sick person with the religion, and it should be separated out. I mean, that's why, who was it, Marx or was it Lenin, who said religion is the opiate of the people? Ooh. You know, I can't remember if it was Lenin or Marx. I get those guys mixed up. Right. I wasn't a history major, but they said that religion is the opiate of the people. And meaning that, you know, it is a drug for some people. It is something that they're drawn to, and they have no control over their addiction to it.
Right.
That's the shame. Any traumatic event that occurs in a religious society, I don't care whether you're Muslim or you're Jewish or you're
Baptist
Catholic or
whatever.
Protestant, any major event that has happened that has traumatized you is religious trauma.
Right.
And I think there's ways of getting, you know, healed from it and whatnot, but that's kind of a broad sweep of the brush in terms of what religious trauma is.
Right. And the reason why I asked it, because that is a segue into next week's broadcast. We're going to talk about RTS. Now, and I didn't know it was a thing until I was doing my research earlier today, and I was talking about some of these nefarious pastors, and one of the grown-ups, religious grown-ups in the room, said there is a syndrome called RTS. I had never heard about that before, Mike.
Me neither.
I had never heard about it. Religious trauma can stem from spiritual abuse.
Yeah.
And devastatingly affect self-esteem, self-worth, and identity. Okay.
And that's what these preachers are doing.
That's exactly what we're talking about. It can impact.
Manipulating.
Man, look, it can impact
manipulating.
How, check this out. This is heavier than I had suspected. Religion can impact how we see the world, denying the existence of problems in the face of continual optimism, and faith can be easily, but this toxic positivity can lead to lasting harm. And focus, and I've got a lot more, but I've got to go. That is a segue into what we're going to talk about next week. Mike, Dr. Demery, this is deep. And guess what? On the Boomerang, we're going to dissect this. We're going to dissect it. I can't thank you two brothers enough. Man, thank you so much, Mike. Dr. Demery.
Hey, listen, I love and respect both of you, and I'm wondering where the ladies are tonight. Where are our gals? Dr. Sims and Ann, where the hell are you?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they think that Thanksgiving was Thursday, I thought. We got
that was like
Friday,
that was a week ago,
Saturday,
right?
Sunday. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going
to
expect
ladies, you need to show up. You need to give your opinion. You need to be here.
That's exactly right. Hey, Dr. Demery. I need you to get on both of them Sunday, next Sunday, okay?
No, you're not getting me involved in that one.
Yo!
You know how sensitive they are. You drop the wet wash rag, boy, and they're whining about something.
Dr. Demery, just pray for them both.
Rip Jimmy said this. He talked about me. He said this.
I know. I just pray for him.
Oh,
I can do that now.
I can't believe that both of you got, Mike, you got my back, bro? You got my back, brother?
I do on this one. Okay. They should be here. They should represent. They should be here to represent.
Hey, guys. Hey, this has been a lot of fun. You know, and what we were talking about, it's been funny in the sense that I am happy that we're able to get some information out that's not shared on a lot of networks. A lot of people don't talk about this, but it's there, folks. And we don't talk about it, you know. Can't count on anybody else to do that. Mad Mike from the Mad Mike Wild Wheel and Coast to Coast Show, Thursday night. And what are we doing Thursday, Mike?
Whatever we want.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Mad Mike and Wild Wheel, Coast to Coast each and every Thursday. 5:15 p.m. on the West Coast, 8:15 on the East.
Whatever we do, it's going to be fun, I promise.
I promise you that. It's entertaining.
And it won't be like anything you hear anywhere else.
That's
what
right.
What we do musically and exposing new artists and playing the good stuff that you remember from when you were a child or whatever, we always entertain you. So show up Thursday.
That's
and
right.
You figure out your time zone. You're a grown ass. I'm sorry. You're a grown person. Figure out your time zone. But on the West Coast here, it's from 5 to 8 for 3 hours. And William and I, we beat each other up and we have a good time.
We have a great time. That's right. Dr. Demery, always a pleasure, my friend. Your input is more valuable than you know.
It is.
Thank you, sir. Mentone Congregational Church. Where is it? I know you guys
like you said, it's in Mentone.
Yeah,
we're
but you're
on the corner of Highway 38 and Barrel Street, where you see the three crosses right before you get to
the stop sign.
Excuse me, Crafton Avenue is where our church is. Church starts at 10 a.m. You're welcome. We'll feed you whatever we got. We'll try to feed you with the word, feed you physically and mentally and spiritually.
That's right. And Dr. Demery, he cooks a mean pot of greens. But I tell you what. Hey, do you guys have a stop sign yet? I mean, you got a stop sign?
I don't think there's a stop sign on the boulevard. It's just straight up. there's a light on Crafton Boulevard.
Isn't there a stop sign right there at Green Spot? I think Green Spot and the Green Spot where they sell that wonderful jerky right there.
Beef jerky, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right there.
Okay. So we're going to work on and campaign for you to get a stop light. How about that? Hey guys, it's a pleasure, my friends. I enjoyed this immensely. All right, and have a good night. Hey.
Well, that's because the girls weren't here tonight.
Oh,
I'm gonna get in trouble for that. But
No, that's okay. I love it. I absolutely, because you know I love stars.
You know what? They should show up and represent themselves.
That's exactly right. So, Mike, I want you to bring those same cojones.
No.
Next Sunday.
I've already said too much.
I know. No, you haven't. No. As a matter of fact,
I'm already going to be in trouble.
Hey, Mike, great. I tell you what.
Thanks, William. Thanks for getting me in trouble, William.
If you don't step up, I have a headache already. I don't care. I will play the replay next Sunday so they can hear
that's
you.
That's my fear.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you better step up, bro. Hey, guys. Love you. Hey, have a great night. Mad Mike Wild Wheel, Coast to Coast. Hey, check us out on Thursday. It's going to be a ton of fun. StudioWBuzz.com. StudioWBuzz.com.
Hey, thanks, everyone.
Hey, guys. Enjoyed it, man. Hey, thanks, my friend.